the Saskatchewan Cattle Association.
Welcome back. I was just telling our next guest that my parents are always gushing about Belton Johnson and how much they love hearing him on the radio and how he sounds like such a nice man. And I always tell him, actually, he's a real jerk when you talk to him off air. I'm joking. Belton, you're such a delight. I'm so happy to be talking to you today. Last time we spoke, you were still south of the border visiting your family. How did your trip go and how much hot sauce did you bring back?
Oh, the trip was amazing. You know, it was no good. Hadn't been home for what, 6 years, I believe it was. And, you know, to see my mom, give her that big hug when we first pulled up and, you know, almost tears when, you know, time to go and everything. But great trip. How much hot sauce? I'm not sure. I think I got a couple bottles. But
and spices. You were talking about your friend had a spice, right?
That's right, and that's what I brought back mostly were spices and everything. But I'm going to tell you, my wife, I don't know how she was able to pack the vehicle to get things stuffed in there, but I guess where there's a will, there's a way, and she got it done.
She has a will, just like many women. When we find things, we are, and I know I shouldn't just be saying this about women, but I'm saying we are smart shoppers and smart packers. So bravo to your wife. I love that. Okay. Belton Johnson, I know we're not talking about, clothing shopping and spices and, well, we're kind of talking about spices, but, you are here for, cause it's Eatin' Time, powered by the Saskatchewan Cattle Association, our grill master. Belton, what do you got for us this week?
So this week we have, a smoked chuck roast.
Mm.
Have you ever had chuck roast before?
I have had chuck roast. I've never smoked chuck roast.
All right. Well, this should be a good one here for you, Tamara. So the first thing we want to do is prep the chuck roast, same as you would a brisket, meaning, you know, get some yellow mustard out, make sure you cover it, rub it all over there and everything. And I do like to season with, you know, either a homemade rub or your favorite steak seasoning. And I think I'm actually maybe doing one this weekend where I want to try my buddy's seasonings that I brought up from Mississippi there and everything. So, and once we got that covered with all the seasonings and everything, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to get that smoker going and bring it up to a temperature of 225. You know, again, similar to brisket and everything.
Low and slow.
There you go. And we're going to put that chuck roast on the smoker and get the lid closed. And I usually, it takes about 6 to 8 hours to smoke, again, depending on the size of the chuck roast there and everything, right?
Mm.
And, you know, if you want to serve it like a brisket, you know, like slicing it and everything, I like to cook it to hit an internal temperature of about 180 to 190 degrees there, right?
Mm.
But the other way, you know, if you want to shred it like pulled pork or something, I'm going to call it pulled beef, you know, you want to smoke it till it hits an internal temperature of about 205 degrees or so. And, you know, talk about tender, look out. And you know what? Once that's done and everything, I do like, you know, put it, make a sandwich or whatnot and everything. And after that, guess what, Tamara?
Oh, gosh. Don't tell me. What time is it?
Oh, it's eating time.
I wish it was eating time right now. That sounds so good. I don't know. Sliced like a brisket sounds so good. The pulled pork option also sounds delicious. How will you be slicing it up this weekend?
How will I be slicing it?
Will you be slicing it or pulling it?
I'll be slicing. I like mine sliced up there and everything, right? But either way is good. And again, if I'm slicing it, that means it's coming off the smoker quicker, right? Because I'm not giving it a chance to get up to 205
oh, my gosh.
Internal temperature there.
I continue to say that this is a cruel, cruel thing to have you on the show. More than an hour before it ends, I cannot go and find beef brisket anywhere right now. But this sounds so good and maybe something that I have to try, even though I don't have a smoker. I'll get my brother to put it on his smoker for me and then come by. All right. Belton Johnson, thank you so much, as always, for your time this week. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy your chuck roast.
Hey, you have a good one there as well.
Thank you. And just a reminder that Belton Johnson's recipe will be posted to the Evan Bray Show Facebook page. So if you missed anything, you can head there. But you know what you can also do? You can also go to the Evan Bray Show podcast because we upload all of these segments online. I want to take a couple minutes right now because we had Bugs and Hugs over the last hour, and we had so many phone calls. I didn't have time to get to a lot of the text messages that came in. There were a lot of, well, Bugs and Hugs, but mostly Bugs that came in. Colleen in Buena Vista wrote in, "I am disgusted by the potential appointment of Jagmeet Singh as chief executive at Destination Canada. He is the most, quote, successful failure in Canadian politics. He decimated his own party for personal gain. He has zero experience in this billion-dollar business, and if appointed, will receive $350,000 plus expenses per year over and above his tax-funded, non-deserved pension, 2 exclamation marks. The cherry on top will be he answers to Minister of Industry Melanie Joly, Liberal. Do you think this is Jagmeet's payday coming to fruition for supporting Mark Carney in the election? It sure does look like it." That is from Colleen. And Colleen also sending in a hug. I think this is from Colleen. "A hug to the parents and the family of the little autistic child who tragically passed away. My sincere condolences." I hear you on that, Colleen. I think we're all sending a big hug out to the family of the little boy who was found earlier this week in Calgary. And also to the many hundreds, if not thousands, of Calgary residents who showed up to help search for this little boy. That was very heartwarming to see how the community came together. Sean in Weyburn texting in about Mark Carney, our prime minister. "Proof that the Carney Liberals do not want to make a trade deal with the U.S. At a recent news conference, Carney thanked Mexican firefighters but neglected to thank U.S. firefighters. 3 exclamation marks at the end of that from Sean in Weyburn. Anne in Saskatoon texting in about the $300,000 rocks in the city of Saskatoon, writing, "We are all upset about this waste of taxpayer dollars, as we should be. But what other things are the mayor and council spending our money on that are totally unnecessary? When they were trying to reduce the tax increase last fall, why didn't they look at all this unnecessary spending? They said they couldn't find anything else to help reduce the increase." Deb in Regina texting in about Scott Moe going to the funeral of the late U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, writing in, "Scott Moe was invited by the Graham family to attend the funeral. I'd like to send out a huge thank you to him for representing Saskatchewan." So I guess that's more of a hug for the premier. Jason in Odessa writing in, "I want to send a bug out to the people in Canada that can't separate politics from people. We just got back from the USA and every person we came across were incredibly friendly and helpful. I get tired of hearing people say they won't go or deal with the USA because of Trump." Hear, hear, Jason. We just had Belton Johnson on, and he was just down visiting his family in the American South. Avery in Humboldt writing in a bug for Scott Moe's defenders, saying, "It's very difficult to listen to these callers defending Scott Moe for spending tax dollars on Lindsey Graham's funeral. A premier's job is to build connections, and I don't think anyone is arguing travel is not a necessary part of that. The issue is Scott Moe specifically attending the funeral of a man who supported Trump's comments on annexing Canada and had done nothing to push back against the onslaught of unjust tariffs and demands levied against our country. If Scott Moe wants to travel to the U.S. to try and build trading relationships with the states that aren't acting hostile, no one will be upset. Sucking up to Trump and the 51st state crowd is not part of that. If Scott and all the other separatists want to be a part of the U.S. so badly, claim asylum and leave because our province doesn't want you." Ouch, from Avery in Humboldt. And finally, a hug from Cameron in Regina regarding one of the callers we had on during Bugs and Hugs, saying, "My hug goes out to your last caller speaking out against Regina City Council. Well said and bravo." All right. Thank you, everybody, for your continued text messages and all the calls throughout the show. Coming up on the other side of the break, we are talking food insecurity. It continues to affect families across Saskatchewan. This will be an important conversation here on The Evan Bray Show. You are listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.